Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Linkos, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, we bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. So we hope you'll stick around and join us tonight and every Sunday night at this time. Tonight, I'm going to highlight a second installment of the Frankie Capp Juggernaut Big Band, which was formed on the West Coast by West Coast drummer Frankie Capp in the mid-70s, along with Count Basie emulator pianist Nat Pierce. And they put together the cream of the crop of the West Coast jazz musicians who were working in the studios. And for their own amusement, they did a lot of work with in a jazz band scenario. All of the tracks are really based upon a model of the Count Basie New Testament Band, which was reformed in the late 1940s and early 50s by Count Basie after he had to shut down the Old Testament Band in about 1949. So they've got a lot of swinging stuff ahead of us tonight. We're going to open up with a composition written by a former trumpet player and arranger for the Count Basie Band, Buck Clayton, called Chops, Fingers, and Sticks, from the Concord album, The Juggernaut Strikes Again, cut in L.A. in 1981.
Thank you.
right, that little swinger was called Chops, Fingers, and Sticks, written by Buck, written and arranged by Buck Clayton. That was from Frankie Capp's album on the Concord label. Juggernaut Strikes Again. Had innumerable solos, and on that particular track, I would highlight Al Ahrens was there on flugelhorn, Bill Berry was there on trumpet. Nat Pierce did his bassy-like piano best. Frankie Kelso was there on alto sax, and the leader, Frankie Capp, got a nice little drum solo at the end. So what's up next, Al?
Well, I'm going to start off with a group that features tenor saxophone artist Eddie Miller, and it's from a Delmark CD entitled Eddie Miller with the Johnny Barrow Trio. And so backing Eddie is Johnny Barrow on piano, Ray Leatherwood on bass, and Gene Estes on drums. And they're going to do the standard written by Chester Kahn and Benny Kruger entitled Sunday. Thank you. And that was Sunday, featuring Eddie Miller with the Johnny Barrow Trio. Eddie on tenor sax, Johnny Barrow on piano, Ray Leatherwood on bass, Gene Estes on drums. That was apparently recorded at a club called Mulberry Street in Studio City, California. And it was released on the Delmark label in 1995.
Continuing now with the highlighting the work of the Frankie Capp Juggernaut Big Band. We're going to turn to a Concord album called "The In a Hefty Bag," and by the mean of that, by that title, we mean Neil Hefty, who is the composer and arranger of lots and lots of swingers for the Count Basie Band, of course, which the Juggernaut Band is modeled after. And this is a little thing that was put together by Hefty called "I'm Shouting Again." And so let's listen to the Juggernaut Big Band swing on this one. Frankie Capp, Juggernaut Big Band, in a Basie bag, that's for sure. And it was a Hefty bag, Neil Hefty, that is, who was a composer and arranger of that composition that was played by the Count Basie band many times down through the years. And you also heard on that particular track Pete Chrisley on tenor sax, fine drum solo there by the leader, Frankie Camp, and some fine piano work by Nat Pierce doing his Count Basie best.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by pianist John Sheridan. It's from an Arbor's CD entitled Got Rhythm in Your Feet. It features John on piano, Randy Reinhardt on cornet, Russ Phillips on trombone, Brian Ogilvy on tenor sax, Ron Hockett on clarinet, Ruben Ristrom on guitar, Phil Flanagan on bass, and Ed Metz Jr. on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Harry Warren entitled I Love My Baby.
Thank you.
that was I Love My Baby, featuring a group led by John Sheridan on piano, Randy Reinhardt on cornet, Russ Phillips on trombone, Brian Ogilvy on tenor sax, Ron Hockett on clarinet, Ruben Ristrom on guitar, Phil Flanagan on bass, and Ed Metz Jr. on drums. It was from a CD entitled Got Rhythm in Your Feet, released on the Arbors label in 2002.
Next up is Frankie Capp Big Band Juggernaut CD, cut on the Concord label in around 1996 at this time. And the title of the album takes a little bit of explanation. It's called Play It Again, Sam. And Sam was Sam Nestico, who wrote and arranged for the Count Basie Band from approximately 1968 to 1984. And so the Juggernaut Band took it on under themselves to play all of these Nestico arrangements on their album, the Concord album, Play It Again, Sam. So we're going to sample some of the arrangements and compositions of Sam Nestico. And this is, they go way back on this one to the archives, and they do Sweet Georgia Brown. We'll be right back. write a Sammy Nistico arrangement of an old jazz swinger, Sweet Georgia Brown, from Frankie Cap Juggernaut's big band album, Play It Again, Sam, and some fine solo work there by Carl Saunders and Bob Summers on trumpet, Pete Chrisleib and Ricky Woodward on tenor sax. Sweet Georgia Brown.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Illinois Jacquet. It's from a Grand Award LP entitled Illinois Jacquet All-Stars. It features Illinois on tenor sax, Tommy Young on trombone, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, John Simmons on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Neil Moret and Richard Whiting entitled She's Funny That Way. She's Funny That Way, featuring the leader of the group Illinois Jacquet on tenor sax, Tommy Young on trombone, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, John Simmons on bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. That was from an LP released on the Grand Award label in 1955 entitled Illinois Jacquet All-Stars.
Next up is our spotlight artist, the Frankie Cap Juggernaut Big Band. And this time we find him in a ballad mood. And this is a Benny Goldsman composition. I remember Clifford, tenorman Benny Goldsman, tribute to Clifford Brown, who died on the Pennsylvania Turnpike at the early age of about 25. A brilliant tenor trumpet man who he lost way too early. So let's listen to the Juggernaut Big Band doing I Remember Clifford. composition was I Remember Clifford, written by tenor man Benny Golson. Beautiful tribute to trumpet player Clifford Brown, who died at a very young age. That was from a Concord album, The Juggernaut Strikes Again, by the Frankie Cap Juggernaut Big Band. And that was cut in L.A. in the fall of 1981.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by organist Jack McDuff. It's from a Prestige LP entitled Hot Barbecue. It features Jack on organ, Red Holloway on tenor sax, George Benson on guitar, and Joe Dukes on drums. And it's a tune written by Jack. It has a definite 60s flavor. It's entitled Hippie Dip. Thank you. It was Hoopy Dip, a tune written by Jack McDuff and featuring Jack on organ there, along with Red Holloway on tenor sax, George Benson on guitar, and Joe Dukes on drums. That was from a Prestige LP released in 1965 entitled Hot Barbecue.
I'm going to continue to spotlight the big band artistry of the Frankie Cap Juggernaut Big Band. It was put together the cream of the crop of West Coast jazz musicians who worked in the studios and on television out there in the 60s and 70s and 80s. This is from the Concord album, Play It Against Sam. Sam, of course, was Sam Nistico, who did all the arranging, a lot of the arranging for the Count Basie Band from about 1960 to about 1963 or 84. And this was a staple in the Count Basie Big Band. It's reprised by the Juggernaut Band, and this is Sal Nistico's arrangement and composition of The Heat's On. semi-municipal flag waver called The Heat's On. That was the Frankie Capp big band juggernaut at its Count Basie best, doing that little swinger. And the great solo work there by Carl Saunders and Connie Condoli on trumpet. So how are we going to close out the show, Al?
Well, you've been listening to the Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're going to take a short break for the news, and then we'll be right back for another hour, or almost an hour, so don't go away. We're going to. I'm Al Korns, and our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We're going to wrap up the hour with a group led by James Moody, and it's from an Argo LP entitled, interestingly enough, James Moody, and it features James on flute, Johnny Coles on trumpet, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Musa Kalim on baritone sax, Gene Key on piano, John Latham on bass, and Clarence Johnston on drums. They're going to do the Rodgers and Hart classic, Little Girl Blue.